The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
We're going to talk now about that intense heat wave that is continuing to cause fierce problems across mainland Europe. Record-breaking temperatures, mid-40s being recorded in some parts, but it's continual high temperatures of the late 30s and early 40s in many parts of continental Europe that are causing serious problems. Two people have died in Italy, and there's high alerts in many other countries, including Paris being on red alert. So let's go there first of all and speak to Lindsay Tremato, who's on the line. Morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
How is it?
It's really hot. this night was the worst of it. I think at about 9 or 10 p.m., it was still between 30 and 33 degrees Celsius. That's very hot. Typically, earlier in the week and over the weekend, there would be a bit more breeze, a bit more airflow in the evening, and so you got a little bit of relief. But at this point, you know, when you live in an apartment building where, you know, they're designed to hold in the heat, you know, the walls are not, the temperature indoors in the walls are not coming down at night. And so the general temperature is already, you know, rather elevated. And then on top of that, you have the heat wave. So it's been really tough. Tonight, it seems to break. We drop back down to about 25, which seems like a miracle. But it's really concerning because obviously these patterns of these cycles of heat waves are going to become more and more frequent. They are more intense. And honestly, the city, you know, has tried to do things to, at least in Paris, have tried to do things to mitigate, but, you know, planting more trees, you know, some businesses will close because it's just too hot for their staff. But ultimately, this is a really big problem for France.
Where is their respite? Because we talked about this earlier in the week. When you are in an urban environment like Paris, you have a lot of concrete and stone that literally absorbs that heat and holds
it.
And somebody was saying in Rome, in one of the piazzas, they had recorded a ground temperature of 50 degrees Celsius. Now, above it, it was 36, 37, but it was just roasting hot. So is there anywhere you can have respite in a city?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, it's the places with air conditioning. I mean, there are very few places, even in the shade, that will help bring the temperature down and your body temperature down. You know, if you're worried about heat exhaustion and heat stroke, which I know I am, you know, being out in even in the shade is not going to cut it at these temperatures like you were describing in Rome, too. So, you know, unfortunately, it means that we need to have these air conditioned spaces. So museums are typically good options. But, you know, if you're working during the day, you might not be able to escape to a museum. Some libraries are air conditioned. Hotels. But I remember from a few years ago, even during a period of intense heat that got up to about 40 degrees, even the hotel air conditioning systems maxed out. I mean, they couldn't even get cool enough. And so for certain travelers, it really didn't feel like there was much of a break at all. So, I mean, air conditioning systems widespread are not necessarily the answer. I mean, I think the answer is, you know, building materials that are designed to naturally bring down the heat. And certainly people who own houses can do quite a bit to, if they can afford it, to invest in upgrading with those materials. But in the Paris apartment buildings with the zinc rooftops, which are, you know, cheap, they're inflammable, they're great for locking in heat. There's no reprieve in these buildings. And that's only in the historic buildings. But then you have these sort of modern 1970s structures that are being called basically like thermal heaters. Bouilloire thermique is the term, you know. So it's like basically you cannot even get even an ounce of reprieve in those kinds of structures. So the housing itself is a part of the problem. And then you have the lack of access to public spaces that are cool enough.
Can I ask you about the general conversation around climate change there? We'll talk about that in just a moment. But France is not immune, no more than Ireland or anywhere else, to people who say that climate change isn't real. Is it harder to have that conversation when you're baking like you are?
I mean, you would think, yeah. I think so. France is not the worst ranked in terms of environmental efforts and initiatives, and certainly Paris is. Our mayor has done a huge amount of work to make this a better place to live, and has been quite green. But the problem is that when the global sort of involvement in environmental plans, like when you look at the summits and you see what the US is doing and you see what some other countries are doing, you know, it means that even France is going to maybe lift their foot off the gas a little bit, and also for budget reasons, right? So there's a big deficit. They're in debt. So, you know, they're going to try to find ways to cut back on certain things, except that is exactly what you cannot cut back on now. And we know that the expectation or the goal of 1.5 degrees less by, what was it, 2030 or 20 or after that is not even realistic anymore. So they have all contributed, these governments have all contributed to sort of keeping us in this space where now we're sort of left to figure out and have solutions that may just lessen the problem, but aren't going to actually turn it around. So France is honestly not the worst in this discussion. And certainly the news is very good about pointing out exactly what's happening and how the entire country, with the exception of basically Brittany, is boiling. And they reiterate that this is going to be more frequent. This is related to climate change, you know? So it's not that there's a shying away from the discussion in the way that you would see in the US.
Lindsay, I will send some of our lovely cool air towards you, and fingers crossed it'll get there tonight and you can cool down.
Thank you so much for that.
Lindsay Tremueta in Paris there. Paul Moore, climatologist with Met Air, has been listening to that. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. I mean, obviously, we are a little insulated here, thankfully, on the periphery of the continent. Those temperatures are terrifying, aren't they?
Yes, they've got really extreme, especially south, west and central Europe. I saw there that Spain announced it already had its highest max temperature for June on record, hitting 46 a few days ago. And now it's announced that it had its warmest June on record, smashing the previous record by 1.8 degrees and over 3 degrees higher than the long-term average, the most recent long-term average, 1991 to 2020. So that's massive. And I'm sure there are countries that are announcing their June stats will have similar stats to over the next few days.
As a climatologist, how does this worry you? Because we had been anticipating an increase in temperatures, but it's the extremity of the increase that seems to be the issue.
Yeah, we know that climate change is making these heat waves more frequent, longer lasting and more severe. And the WMO just said that more than 2/3 of the most severe heat waves in Europe since 1950 have occurred since 2000. So, I mean, there was always warnings there up to 20, 30 years ago that this was coming, and as the global temperatures continue to rise, as we put more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, that these extremes were going to be hit and we're going to reach thresholds where it may not be livable in the future.
Here on this island, we have a temperate climate. We know that it rains a good bit, and that's actually not the worst when you're trying to produce as much food as we are here. But what impact could we see if it's not going to be those extreme temperatures? What are you watching for?
Well, as I said, we were on the edge of the heat waves. It was two heat waves that hit kind of Western Europe this month. We got a bit of one around the 20th of the month, where we saw it a couple of days of above 25 degrees in most places and some really warm nights as well. We got to 29.6 in Mentil and Roscommon. And then we're just putting out the climate statement for June there, and it was actually the fourth warmest June on record in Ireland, even though we were more on the edge of the heat. Remember, we got a lot, and the first part of the month was actually cooler than average. But since after the first 10 days about, it's been really warm, but warm at nighttime especially, because we've seen the warm air masses come north twice during the month. But it's been a lot. There's been a lot of cloud here, so we haven't seen the high daytime temperatures. But the nighttime temperatures have hit records for us.
Evelyn Cusack always taught me that weather is all down to chaos and chaos theory after a certain number of days. But how much of it is luck rather than design that we haven't had the heat wave that has been affecting our nearest neighbours in the UK?
There's a bit of both. Obviously, we're on the northwest of Europe in the middle of the Atlantic, so we're more influenced by Atlantic weather generally. So we are not going to, as mainland Europe is increasing temperatures a lot more than we are due to that. But the sea surface temperatures, as we saw during spring for us, were at record high levels, and that brought us that helped to bring us our highest, our warmest spring on record. That, and we had high pressure stuck over us for much of spring as well. And that warmed up the sea surface temperatures to, you know, record levels. Now the sea surface temperatures in the Bay of Biscay and in Western Mediterranean, Central Mediterranean, are 5 to 6 degrees above average. So that's exacerbating the heat that's coming off Africa, going over the Mediterranean into mainland and Western Europe. That gives more heat because the sea surface temperatures are so much higher than normal at this time of year.
Okay, Paul Moore, climatologist with Met Éireann. On that rather glum note, we leave it. Thanks very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.